I know that the staff would certainly be trained to discuss their future. No girl would be put out, you know, at a certain time without a plan or, you know, some kind of support structure around her. There was a mother and baby home very near to the mothers, and of course many of the girls from there went into the mothers to have their babies and then went back to the mother and baby home called Crossways. It was Crossways. Then in East London, there's quite an amount of work in East London, Whitechapel, a very large hostel for women, Hope Town, and Booth House and Victoria Home. It's a sort of a place where people sharing common problems have, I suppose, a bit of a respite in that, you know, they're there, their food is there, they've got bed there, people who are interested in them. It's a kind of relief from whatever the stresses were, you know, with their family or if they'd run away from home or whatever. And they were in a kind of communal living arrangement in which they could support each other and share each other's problems and care about each other. And if a baby was given for adoption, weep, I suppose, and mourn and feel each other's pain. The staff, there would be, in those days, residential staff lived on the building as a rule. You would have one room or half a room. And they were there, you know, and to many of the girls, the senior officers were a mother figure, you know, and some were mother figures that they'd never had or never been able to respect. And the younger officers, they could have a good joke with and a laugh with and enjoy, you know, talking to them and feel that there's a bond of, you know, common age. The programme would be, I'm sure, tied to the baby's needs. You know, they're getting up time, the first feed, the baby's bath, and then they would have to clean their rooms, you know, and make sure and do whatever their domestic duties were. Then in the afternoon they'd be free to take their baby out, go for a walk, go shopping. And in the evening they might have classes. And when girls had left our homes, at one time there was a very marked sort of aftercare. They could come back, you know, one evening a month or whatever. They could bring their baby back and show the officers how the baby's doing and talk about how they're doing. And so there was a link. It was a friendly place, you know, a place where people cared about them. I think this is one of the remarkable things of the army. I mean, I still, not from many, but I still hear from some of the approved schoolgirls that I served with. And I still meet that girl I told you about who needed something like 8 years at Hope Town to get her life together again. And she, I have met her in all manner of places in London. But army officers, you know, if people want the link, you know, if people write to you, we write back, you know, or we take a continued interest, put it like that.